Father, we give you the praise. Lift up your hands and let's worship him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the I am that I am, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. We give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the adoration. Be thou glorified in Jesus' precious name. Go ahead and give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Hallelujah. And welcome your friends and your loved ones right where you are and be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father, we love you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you, Master, for your word today. Thank you because not one person will leave here the same way. Thank you for the opening of the seals on the scripture. Blessed be your name in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I welcome you to this midweek service. Very, very great time in God's presence. We shall be continuing with the message of Sunday, Secrets of Financial Blessing Overflow, and this will be part 3. Secrets of Financial Blessing Overflow. We are in the process of understanding what it takes to experience the blessing of God, as we saw last Sunday, understanding the power of being a blessing. And we saw last Sunday that there is something that is better than just being blessed, and that is being a blessing to your generation. We also began to see the dimensions of the blessing, and we saw that the first dimension is being a blessing to God. And yet, under being a blessing to God, we saw the channels of being a blessing to God, and we saw the first one was the channel of the tithe. We saw the channel of the tithe. Today, we shall proceed into seeing further channels of the blessing. The second one we shall be seeing is what is called the free will or the love offering. The free will or the love offering. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, all the way to verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, all the way to verse 7. 2 Corinthians, rather, chapter 9, verse 6, all the way to verse 7. He said, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Not grudgingly of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Now, what is the free will and the love offering all about? It is right throughout the scripture. Exodus chapter 23 and in verse 15. Exodus 23 and in verse 15. The Bible said, thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, in the time appointed of the month Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt. And none shall appear before me empty. None shall appear before me empty. In Deuteronomy chapter 16 and in verse 16, we also saw the same. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. They shall not appear before the Lord empty. In Psalm 96 and in verse 8, he said, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. If you are coming into his courts, if you are coming into his presence, bring an offering. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Then in Mark chapter 12, we saw Jesus Christ in verse 41 to 42, when he saw he sat over against the treasury, that is Jesus, and beheld how people cast money into the offering, into the treasury. And many that were rich casting much, and there came a certain poor widow, and so forth. So it was a regular thing for people to come into the presence of God, into the service, and put offering in the offering collection, offering basket. Offering container. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, from verse 1, Paul the Apostle speaking, saying, now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye, upon the first day of the week, that is Sunday, The Lord's Day, according to another translation, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him, that there may be no gatherings when I come. Do your givings before we come, and do it every Sunday, whenever you arrive. So the free will offering, what is it all about? The free will offering, or the love offering, is the expression of our love and value for our Maker. Is the expression of our love, the expression of our value for our Maker. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So it is an honor. Our substance given to our Maker brings him honor. It is an honor. It is an honor that we do to God. It is a confirmation of our value every time we come before the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, what does the free will offering communicate? What is the benefit of the free will or the love offering? Number one, the free will or the love offering is an honor to God, and God honors those who honor him. Whenever we come before the Lord and we present an offering to him, we have brought him honor. And the scripture said that God honor those who honor him. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and in verse 30. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and in verse 30. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me. For them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be despised. When I bring my substance to God, I am honoring God. And when I am honoring God, God honors me back. I prophesy to somebody, a new dimension of honor is coming your way. In the name of Jesus Christ, as you make your offerings available, as you give God value and give God honor with what you give, a new dimension of honor comes your way right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So we honor God and God honors us back. Number two, the free will or the love offering is our love seed sown under an open heaven to provoke needed harvest. It's our love seed sown under an open heaven to provoke the needed harvest. The tithe opens the heaven. The offering plants the earth. It plants the earth. So the real guarantee of the harvest will be the seed. Yes, the open heavens first, and then we plant the seed. So your love offering, your free will offering, is one of the seeds that guarantees the harvest that you receive. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to 22, the Bible speaking concerning Noah, built an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelt a sweet savour, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. For as long as there is seed, there must be the harvest. So your free will offering is part of your seed that guarantees your harvest. In Luke chapter 6 and in verse 38, he said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Give, it shall be given unto you. We already read in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and in verse 6, all the way to verse 7, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Your free will offering, apart from honoring God, is seed sown that provokes the harvest. Number three, the free will or love offering ensures that we don't appear before God empty. And if we don't appear before God empty, we cannot depart from his presence empty. That's how it is. It ensures that you don't appear empty and you don't depart empty. Why do I say so? Because the Bible said that God will do for us what we do for him. In Psalm 18 verse 25, the Bible said, to the upright, with the merciful, you will show thyself merciful. And with the upright man, you will show yourself upright. In James chapter 4 and in verse 8, the Bible said, draw near unto me, unto God, and he will draw near unto you. You see, so God will do with us what we'll do with whatever we do with him. If we don't appear before him empty, according to Deuteronomy chapter 16 verse 60, then it means we cannot depart from him empty. So that is the guarantee. What you do for God determines what God does for you. Or to you. So we have honored him and he honors us with our offering. We sow the seed and we receive the harvest. And then we come before him not empty and we go not empty. I speak to someone here today, a new dimension again of honor, a new dimension of harvest, and a new dimension of fullness is coming your way in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are saying amen, shout the louder amen in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, what do we do? What are the guidelines that will make us to experience desired result in free will or love offering giving? Guidelines for the free will or love offering. Number one, now you see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and in verse chapter 9 and in verse 7. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. According as a purpose set in his heart. Number one, give purposefully, not carelessly. Give purposefully. Give calculatedly. Give organizedly. Give coordinatedly. Give purposefully, not carelessly. Give calculatedly, give organizedly, give coordinatedly. Prepare for your giving ahead of time. You don't start looking for what to give during offering time. That is giving carelessly. That is giving mindlessly. That is giving thoughtlessly. You are not thinking of what to give because it is offering time. This is a scriptural principle. This is a profitable, valuable scriptural practice and principle you know. So you prepare for it. Nobody goes to the office and then you begin to wonder what to do with the day. Nobody goes to the doctor does not go to the theater and begin to wonder what to do. The judge doesn't go and begin to wonder. You are a practicing Christian. So you prepare, you package your offering. For some of us, it is packaged ahead of the month. The services are counted. And what to give per service is measured, packaged in envelopes ahead of the time. So that when you arrive and it is passing, you are dropping what was already prepared. That is what it means. Every man according as he purpose set in his heart. You give purposefully. You give calculatedly. Packaged ahead of time. Very, very important. That is what puts the honor in it. You see, there are so many people, even human beings. Somebody, me for example, and many that I know, you squeeze money into my hand, I can't collect it from you. You just say, oh, okay, take. I won't collect it from you. I'm not a beggar and I will never beg for life. There are beggars that you even throw money at and they will reject it, throw it back at you. There are beggars like that. How much more else should I? The greater I am that I am, who is in need of nothing? Before he receives what is in your hand, he weighs your heart. What is your disposition? What is your attitude? This is very important. That is why so many people don't see anything because what they are doing doesn't mean anything to them. So there is no value that comes from it. And if it doesn't mean anything to you, there is no value in return. There is no profit in return. It is important. Give purposefully. Number two, give according to the blessing of the Lord in your life. according to the blessing. Deuteronomy chapter 16 and in verse 17. Deuteronomy chapter 16 and in verse 17. He said, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he has given you. You give proportionate to the blessing of God. You give proportionate. The meaning of that is, as the blessing of God in your life shifts level, your giving shifts levels. Your giving shifts level. You don't, your income is increasing and your outflow towards God is constant. That is an abomination. There are people who are giving 1 naira or 10 naira for the last 10 years or the last 20 years, whatever it is. That is not scriptural. According as he is able. There are those who give a certain amount, and that is very, very, that is literally a sacrifice as according as heaven is to the standard of heaven. There are those who give the same amount and it doesn't mean anything to heaven, because the blessing of God in their life is far beyond whatever they are giving to God. So as God changes your level, your income, your givings change. My wife packages my offerings for me, and I tell her there are certain denominations that must never enter my envelope towards God forever. Why? Because there was a time I may have been at that level, but not now. As according as you are able, according to the blessing of God in your life. So you weigh your life now. The way God has blessed me, is this what I can give to God? There are those who give to God an amount that can do nothing for them. An amount that cannot put them even on a motorcycle. Amount that can't buy coke for them. Can't buy nothing. What they throw to God cannot do anything for themselves. They can't use that amount to achieve anything. And God is watching. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he has given thee. What I am giving to God now, what can he do for me? If he can't do anything for me, what do I expect? How do I expect God to value it? This is very, very important. Give purposefully. Give according to the blessing of the Lord in your life. As your finances grow, your givings must grow. Number three, give under an open heaven. Malachi chapter 3 and in verse 10. From verse 8 first, he said, will a man rob God? You have robbed me, but you said wherein? He said, in tithes and in offerings. He didn't say in tithes, and he didn't say in offerings. It is always tithes and offering. The tithe opens the heaven, and the offering plants the seed. Give under an open heaven. Tithing opens the heavens, and sowing sows the seed that brings the increase. Giving alone or sowing alone cannot guarantee desired blessing. Neither does tithing alone. This is what it means. When you tithe and you don't give, you have an open heaven, rain is falling on nothing in the earth. When you sow and you don't tithe, you have seed in the earth with a heaven that is closed. No rain on the seed. So they must go together. So you must be a tither and then be a giver, so that your giving can produce under an open heaven. This is very, very important. This is why so many people, so many Christians complain that they don't see the results that they are meant to see. Either they are tithing and they don't give, or they are giving and they don't tithe. They are helping widows, they are doing this, they are doing that, no tithe. Some after they have tithed, they have done the favor to God, so nothing else can come out. No. It is tithes and offerings. It's very, very important. To see the needed result, you must give under an open heaven. This is very important. Number four, give willingly, not unwillingly. We already saw that in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and in verse 7. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give not grudgingly. Not grudgingly. or under pressure or under duress. Don't give like under pressure. Don't give like you are doing church a favor. Don't give like you are doing God a favor. Don't give under pressure and under tension and just grumbling. It's a waste of seed. It's better you keep it than to give it like that. And finally, give, all right, not before the final, give cheerfully. Give excitedly. God loveth a cheerful giver. God loveth a cheerful giver. You don't give grudgingly. Give cheerfully. For God loveth a cheerful giver. Another way to give, finally, give uprightly. Give uprightly. Give uprightly. The Bible said, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 8. The givings of a wicked man is an abomination. You are a thief, you are a killer, you are a prostitute, you are living recklessly, and maybe from the proceeds of alcohol or the proceeds of prostitution or the proceeds of wickedness, you brought an offering to the Lord. Now that doubles the crime. What you did was crime before God, and then to bring an offering on top of it is like reminding God double of what you did. No, you must give uprightly so that you don't report yourself to God. This is what I did and this is what I'm bringing to you. I believe that is a new day for someone. And I believe that your offerings shall begin to produce desired results in the precious name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and stand up on your feet and just give the Lord the praise for his word to you today. Sharp word, straight word to the point. I believe that it's a new day, it's a new season, it's new grace, it's new health. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice and begin to thank him for all that you receive today. All that you receive today. Worship him, honor him, adore him. Him, magnify him. Thank you for the privilege even of giving to him. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we just heard that the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord. Wherever you are watching, wherever you are right here, and you are saying, Pastor, I need to make my ways right with God. I need my sins forgiven. I need today for Jesus to be Lord over my life. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.